家好，我是 Jenny， 双十一又来啦。
Hey guys, it's Adam. Bye 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 bye.
好，那双十一我们怎么能不说呢？地球人的盛事，对不对？
That's right.
而且我觉得双十一现在就不仅是一个日子，不仅是一个买东西的时候 ，It really has become like an institution.
An institution, that's right. It will, exist long after we have all ceased to exist.
所以 institution 这个词啊，可能大家看过什么啊某某什么研究院一个 institute、
mm-hmm.
啊，或者有些研究所也叫 institution 是吧
？Yeah.
但它也可以形容一些、很重要的事情、
right. Something that has become so essential, so special.
对对对，比如说 NBA, 好莱坞的电影，这些都是美国的 institution、
I was going to say marriage.
哦、oh, ，婚姻or double 11.
Or double 11, it's all the same.
就总之它是很重要很重要然后它的影响是非常非常的广的
Right, right、
Kind of everyone does it
Yeah, you have to, right? And again, if you don't do it, it doesn't matter because everyone else will be doing it and it will persist, it will continue
对所以 Double Eleven 真的就是、啊
mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure
双十一啊好那当然我们已经前几年每一年都会做双十一的节目嘛今年呢其实还是有一些新的就新玩法
Well, it's interesting, right? Because as this holiday, as this day institutionalizes, we still see a lot of new trends and developments.
是是是比如直播对吗今年双十一哎呀之前就预热直播间里面带货啊到时候来买啊、Live streaming has become an essential part of Double Eleven.
Right, like you should buy this rocket.
对因为之前我觉得双十一比如去年的直播可能还是一个 small part. 今年 it's becoming like the main part.
The main attraction.
Right, yeah. 好那还有一件新的事情呢我前两天问同事啊说哎今年双十一有什么新花样他们说啊姐你今年不用双十一去抢破头买了我们十一月一号就可以买了。
Okay, so you don't have to wait until the 11th anymore. You can buy all on the first.
Or maybe even earlier.
Probably earlier.
对 and that makes sense, right? 因为双十一大家都经历过那种抢东西然后抢不到啊、mm. 然后拼网速那种 frustration.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. It's much easier on the infrastructure、
yeah.
if we can spread this out over a couple days or even a couple weeks.
And businesses make more money, right?
Right.
Yeah. 诶前面我说之前大家都要抢嘛抢破头、英语里可以怎么表达呢
So we've talked about this a few times before and we've usually talked about snagging and snatching.
Snagging, or just snatching.
Right, so snatching makes me think about like snatching somebody's purse. Like, it's almost like stealing.
抢到那种。
Snag, we always use to say like, I got something very valuable and it wasn't easy to get. Like, I snagged tickets to the NBA, or I snagged...tickets to, it's usually tickets that we snag
okay.
to something very, very, very special.
好 Well, hopefully this year you won't need to, you know, snatch. And you can snag something that you really want at a good price.
Right, okay. right, right. And, you know, if the price is maybe still a little bit out of your budget range, no problem.
对因为现在有好多不一样的 payment options.
Right, or payment plans.
是是就是这种支付的、不一样的方法啊诶这个在英语里面我们可以讲除了 payment plans 还可以说什么 financing options 是吧
That sounds like you're buying a car
对因为在北美看汽车的广告它通常都会说、oh, flexible financing options available
Yeah it's true、and I often get a lot of these advertisements from my own bank、andYeah, it's interesting because it always used to be for what we would call big ticket items.
就比较贵的东西。
Right, a car, a refrigerator.
对，就是那种可能你一次付那么多的钱有点困难，所以 financing options 这种金融计划呢，你就可以分很多次付，对不对？
Right, right, right. But now they're offering this for practically everything. A cup of coffee. You don't want to pay for it today? No problem.
对，就是很小的 purchase 都可以了啊。好，那像今年双十一就是啊，很多的东西它就先预售，然后你就先付一个定金，然后之后呢再付尾款。
Right, okay, so most importantly, whether we're talking about a car, a house, whatever, you need to put down a down payment.
一个 down payment 就是定金
，right.
是吧？ Okay. 诶，所以是 put down a down payment.
Well, we often say like put a down payment on something.
Something, okay.
Right, but you could also talk about like how much did you put down, for example.
How much...was the down payment.
Right, right.
定金多少钱?
So all of those are totally acceptable.
通常就是预售的时候嘛,双十一你要付定金。这个预售英文可以怎么说呢?
Well, we can say on pre-sale or things go on pre-sale.
Right. I guess now it's just...maybe a lot of things, or most things will go on pre-sale.
The institutionalization doesn't necessarily mean there's anything new happening. It's just that certain things, certain trends are accelerating, they're becoming more noticeable, etc.
好，那你 pre-sale 的时候呢 you put a down payment, 之后当当当当
当当当当
the day comes where you need to 付尾款。
Okay, so yes, there's always going to be the remaining balance.
所以尾款就是 remaining 剩下的那些 balance, 就是余额，对吧？
Right, right. Or we could even say the remainder.
Okay. Anyway, the rest of the money, usually the most of the...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're going to make a 70% down payment, you could probably pay for the whole thing.
所以我觉得 down payment 是这种东西很危险啊，因为你就觉得就好少啊，比如这个东西本来要5000块钱 down payment 200块钱 I don't know if it's that low, but it's usually pretty low, right?
It's, I think, guys, it can be very, very, very useful. And of course, a lot of us are very happy when we shop, and I don't want to take anyone's happiness away. But Jenny's right, it can be a little dangerous. Just keep in mind, what are you buying? Because chances are the value of what you are buying is not going up.It is going down. If you bought a car, its value is going down. A fridge, its value is going down. Now, if you're putting that down payment on a house or an apartment, that's something that's going up. I don't want to tell anybody not to buy anything, Jenny.
But 如果这个东西真的是 you need, 你需要的话、
right.
可能还是 make sense 啊，因为你可以省蛮多钱嘛、Double Eleven.
That's it, yeah.
我最后关于这个不同的金融计划还想说一下，就是像蚂蚁花呗啊，京东白条啊这些，它其实就像 credit cards, 但是它又不是一个真的卡。
Yeah, you don't have the cards, yeah.
Right.蚂蚁花呗好像就叫 Ant Credit Pay.
I guess that's fine. Like, the reason we don't really have a set word for this is, you're right, like, this, all of these products have sort of leapfrogged the American system, the Western system, which has always been based on a card.
Plastic.
Plastic, yeah, exactly. So, like, even the Apple credit card or Apple Pay is linked to an Apple credit card, but that's still a card.
一个 physical
right,
card.
Right, 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 right.
好,那分期支付英语可以怎么说呢?
Okay, that one's easy. That is installments. So you pay something in installments.
比如 you pay it in 12 installments, you pay it in 24 installments.
Yeah, yeah. The higher the number of installments gets, the higher that interest is going to be. So watch out.
我经常这个新闻推送就收到男子10年前500块信用卡余额没付，然后现在一查账单，这件事发生了，我根本不用点进去，我就知道什么事发生。Not good.
Not good.
Yeah. 所以这个时候一定要就是要 control 自己啊。
It's tough, right? It's tough when literally everything is telling you to buy something.
And you do feel like, wow, this is so much cheaper than the non-Double Eleven price, right? 我还是感觉如果是你需要的东西 it does make sense, right? 但是危险的就是 you end up making a lot of 冲动购物，冲动消费。
Right, impulse buys.
Yeah.
Right.
Impulse 就是冲动，对吧？ Impulse buy or impulse purchase.
Right, yeah, you can't help it. Right, you just think like, oh, this is a good idea. And usually after, not always, but often after youmake an impulse buy or an impulse purchase, you have what we call buyer's remorse.
对，就后悔了。Remorse 就是后悔，那个悔恨，对不对？
Right, right.
Buyers 就是说你买这个东西， you're the buyer.
You're the buyer.
Which for me, I think it's just you're facing the reality.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
面对现实。特别是现在很多用信用卡啊，用这种 you know, these mobile credit plans,很容易就还会欠钱嘛，欠债。
Right, so you can be in debt, or you can go into debt.
我们会说 credit card debt, 是吧？Okay, 这个债哦 debt, 但是它的拼法是 D-E-B-T.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that, don't worry about the B, guys.
就它完全 useless, 就不发音。
Right, debt, you're debt. In debt. Hopefully you're not in debt.
是。我现在想到有一种人呢，在双十一，可能这种人是很 safe, 相对安全的。
Actually, I think I know what group of people you're talking about, Jenny. I may or may not be a part of that group, and we find making decisions, such as shopping decisions, very difficult.
就选择恐惧症是吗？
Right, right. So we have a fear of making decisions.
Okay, fear of making decisions. 恐惧症不是可以用 phobia 来表？
Phobia, yeah.
那
so,
这个叫什么 phobia?
Decidophobia, I guess.
对，其实这个词我还是刚刚学到的 decidophobia.
Right.
就 decide, 但是把 e 变成 o. Decidophobia, 它不是一个、不像其他的那种 hydrophobia, 然后什么
arachnophobia, agoraphobia,
那种是已经存在很久的词，这个是一个比较新的词，不是很老，而是一个普林斯顿的教授 he or she coined it,
right,
他发明出来的。
Yeah, so you guys can make up your own phobia too. What are you scared of?
Learning phobia.
Learning,
yeah.
Study a phobia.
Okay, so do you suffer from decidophobia?
Well, Jenny, you know that I do, and yes. But, you know, to be honest with you, if we are talking about a shopping day like this, I'm the type of person who, yes, I would much rather buy 100 rolls of toilet paper on one day and then, you know, get a really good deal on it. So in that case, no, I'm not afraid to wait until one day, the cheapest day of the year, and buy the things. But if I had to buy a shirt, for example.
就要看什么东西是吧?
Right, okay. Right, right, right.
反正你就是 decidophobia 就对了。
I'm trying really hard not to.
好,接下来还想跟大家讲的这个呢，其实是很多朋友也问过我们啊，说哎，这样的一群人 ，and I think we all are on some degree，英文怎么说？就是羊毛党。
Okay, so the wool party?
No, 我觉得这个词呢，它其实可能还是挺贬义的 ，but like I said.I think everyone to some degree, 某种程度上谁不想省钱呢?
Okay, well, you know, most words or a lot of words do contain a range of meanings from, from positive to negative. So maybe we can start with the positive, shift down to the negative there. So how about budget conscious?
I like it.
Yeah, that's nice. That is, I'm sure to a certain section or segment of advertisers or marketers, they probably don't like budget conscious people very much.
Budget conscious 就是对价格还是比较敏感的。
I'm aware of the price. I'm aware of how much I have to spend.
对，就不是那种哎呀，我就要买最贵的东西，我也不 care 它好不好，还是就是 status symbol 越贵越好哈。Budget conscious 还是就他们会去比价，对不对？ Compare
right,
prices
compare.
On different places to make sure they get the best price.
Right.
好，那是不是 deal hunters 也挺像这个意思啊？
Well, I think that is moving down the line a bit.
越来越贬义了。
Well, you know, they'll also like take forever to buy something because they're always looking. Well, I don't know about this one. And then they'll ask the person a million questions. You know, where did you get it? When was it made? How many times did this happen? How many times did that happen?
这种人听起来很烦。
It's a little, you know, like there's a reason why they make TV shows about these people. Because, you know, they can be interesting, but from a distance maybe.
Okay, 好，那接下来我们看看比较贬义的。
Okay, cheapskate. You're so cheap.
You're so cheap. 对，我觉得我们说到羊毛党，薅羊毛啊这些还是挺贬义的，就
是
就比较 cheap.
Yeah, how cheap can you be?
所以 cheapskate 是形容一个 person, 一个人是吧？
So it is, this is a noun.
So yeah. I'm a cheapskate.
You're a cheapskate. 可以这
样说。That sounds awful.
Well, I don't think it's very true. I think we all know.
然后我刚刚灵光一闪，我说 Adam, 这个词可不可以啊？除了 cheapskate, 还有一个
freeloader.
然后 Adam 说 Oh, geez, 这个很 harsh.
Jenny's example was interesting.
对，我说的 freeloader 就是，现在很多东西都会给你一个 free trial, 免费试用、免费体验。那很多的消费者就是说我抱着我要试试看好不好、适不适合我之后才买。
Right.
但可能也有一些人会抱着我肯定打死我也不买。I'm dead set, I'm not buying it, not paying for it. However, I'm going to get this free trial.
Yeah, because they, you know, in some ways, I think a lot of these freeloaders are also deal hunters.
Right.
And they know that there is value in a certain product. And if I can get it for a month,
对对对
only paying a dollar or not even paying a dollar, then of course that's a great deal.
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，就还有一个有意思的，就是双十一有很多很多的，就有意思的这种图，然后上面有很多有意思的字，对吧
？Right, right. So a meme. There's lots of memes.
Yeah, lots of Double 11 memes, and they're funny because they're so true.
Well, I was telling Jenny that I think Chinese memes in general are really funny.
对对对，好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。最后呢，还希望大家双十一理智消费。So, do buy things, but do it rationally.
Do it rationally.
好，最后其实我们开言英语也有双十一特惠啊，如果你想学英语的话呢，这还是一年里面可能最好的一个买我们会员的时间。
This is a very rational purchase.
And also very rewarding, very meaningful.
That's right.
So guys, check it out, 到我们微信公众号或者下载开言英语的 app 来看一下。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.